Now it's time for the Smooth's NFL Football Picks Extra Point.
Last season was a total disaster for the New York Football Giants. Another slow start with a tough schedule, and Brian Daboll was fired as head coach midseason, something the Giants have rarely done. It didn't get any better with his replacement, offensive coordinator Mike Kafka. He had to deal with an injury-plagued lineup, and the team ended with a 3-14 record. It was back to square one for them. Finding a head coach was easy this time around thanks to the Baltimore Ravens. They fired their longtime head coach John Harbaugh, who had another underachieving season with the club and were knocked out of the playoffs on a last-second field goal during the final game of the year. It didn't take time for Harbaugh to find a new home, as co-owner John Mara was instrumental on grabbing him as quickly as possible. The Harbaugh era begins for Big Blue with much anticipation, and for longtime fans like myself, it's a welcome change. In the 100-plus year history, the G-Men has never hired a head coach that has previously won a Super Bowl or an NFL championship, and so far it looks like everyone on the team has hopped on to the new focus. Those players who weren't on board were jettisoned to other teams via trade, free agency, or outright waivers. Gone were defensive tackle Dexter Lawrence, who got tired of losing. It also didn't help that his productions on the field went south. He was traded to Cincinnati for a first-round pick. Linebacker Bobby Okereke was a casualty of the salary cap. Also leaving via free agency were wide receivers Wandale Robinson and defensive back Cordell Flott. Both players joined former coach Daboll in Tennessee. But there were significant adds courtesy of Harbaugh. Four players followed him from Baltimore to the Giants, including tight end Isaiah Likely, who is expected to make a big contribution to the offense. Linebacker Tremaine Edmonds signed a 3-year deal to anchor the defense, and wide receiver Odell Beckham Jr. returns to the team that made him a legend. Though he's 10 years older, he still has a little bit left in the tank, but he still has to make the squad on a top-heavy receiving core. In late August, the G-Men signed running back Najee Harris to a 1-year deal. He's coming off a season-ending Achilles injury for the Chargers. He's gained over 1,000 yards in 4 seasons with Pittsburgh and will fit in nicely with a stacked running back core. Big Blue had 7 draft picks this season and addressed the needs on the O-line and at linebacker. Ohio State's Arvell Reese was selected 5th overall. He's expected to make an immediate impact. And Miami's Francis Maui-Gol was selected 10th overall as part of the Dexter Lawrence trade. He comes in heavily touted and is expected to boost a much-needed O-line. There are still a few question marks, most notably the health of some key players. Wide receiver Malik Nabers is coming off a season-ending torn ACL and has been rehabbing in anticipation of a Week 1 return. Cam Scatterbull is also coming off a season-ending foot injury, along with linebacker Micah McFadden. As for quarterback Jackson Dart, he received another concussion during the first preseason game against Minnesota. He's gone to the medical tent a number of times last season. We have to wonder if his style of play has to be adjusted. Looking at the schedule, the G-Men have the 17th toughest schedule in the NFL. 4 of the 6 games are at home, with only the Rams and Texans coming off winning records in 2025. They face the NFC West and the AFC South, plus single-game matches against the Browns, the Saints, and the Lions, along with the standard NFC East home-and-home series. They begin at home against the Cowboys on Sunday night, then they head to LA to take on the Rams, then back at home for 2 weeks against Tennessee and Arizona. Then they head to DC to take on Washington, then at home against New Orleans, then a matchup against Houston before going on the bye week during Week 7. 3-4 is wishful thinking, and if they can get an upset against one of the two, they could be in good shape. After the bye, they get 2 games against NFC East opponents, in Philly during Week 9, and at home against Washington in Week 10 on Thursday night. Jacksonville comes to town during Week 11, and they take on Daniel Jones for the first time since releasing him 2 years ago in Indianapolis in Week 12. The next 2 weeks will be tough, with games against San Francisco at home and on the road against the defending Super Bowl champion Seattle Seahawks. The rest of the season has Big Blue taking on Cleveland at home, then on the road twice against Detroit on Monday night, and then Dallas before closing out the season against Philadelphia at home. I'm thinking 8-9 for a final regular season record could be a possibility, but there are so many factors taking place. The most important one, how will the team respond to Harbaugh's system? If the team gets off to a quick start, then we'll have confidence come playoff time. I'm not expecting a quick fix, but I just want a competitive team that won't embarrass us all season. Let's hit the ground running and get this season started already.
All hail the New York Giants!
New York Giants!
The New York Football Giants are the official NFL team of Smooth Jazz and More.
I'm going low! Zone.
Smooth's NFL Football Picks is back for the new season on who will win the big games right up to Super Bowl 61. Listen every Thursday morning at 8:30 Eastern at smoothjazzandmore.com. Or you can subscribe to our free podcast at Apple, Amazon Music, YouTube Music, iHeartRadio, or wherever you get your podcast. Smooth's NFL Football Picks, an exclusive production of Smooth Jazz and More.
I'm quarterbacking, I'm in my end zone.
You're listening to Smooth Jazz and More.